Road Rules, that is our summer devotional series aimed at parents to age-appropriately teach to your children. I hope you're doing that. If these are helpful for you, please share them with another person as well. Scripture is amazing in its power to transform our lives. Proverbs 29:22, a man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much discretion. A man of wrath in this proverb is not simply a person who gets angry. All of us get angry. We talked about that last time. A man of wrath is a person controlled by anger. You know the type. You've seen them. They're always railing about something. Something is always wrong. It's the government. It's the educational system. It's their business partners. It's their neighbor. How someone treated them in a certain restaurant. And it goes on and on and on. The man or woman of wrath is not content to keep their anger internalized. They're on a mission to get you riled up as well. Like a cook stirring a big pot of soup, the angry person tries to stir up your emotions until they're at a boiling point. After talking to an angry person, you have angry episodes about situations you weren't even involved in, people you don't even know, and issues you haven't even thought about. When you hang around a person of wrath, you start saying, yeah, that makes me angry too. An angry person commits many sins, and one of them is stoking the emotional fires of others. So, proverb simple. It's practical. Stay away from an angry person. Stay away from the Proverbs calls a man of wrath. Do not become friends with them. They will harm you, not help you. They'll tear you down, not build you up. They'll stir up your emotions. They will lead you into sin. Leave them alone in their anger. By the way, they hate being angry alone. And that just might be what God uses to get their attention. Father, give us the strength and courage to let angry people stew alone. Give us the discernment to not become friends with them. And Father, if we are an angry person, if we are that person of wrath, help us recognize our sin. Help us repent of our sin. And help us to ask for the Holy Spirit's control to live a life of peace and compassion instead of anger. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.